All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 56 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. At work, what do you do for lunch? Do you have some kind of a method? Because I don't. I used to, but my method's been all shot to shit. And last week I hit a level of disgust that I previously was unaware even existed. I mean, I had a low grade disgust for a long time because we used to have a cafeteria. Well, it's still there. I mean, the cafeteria is still there. It's just not operational at night anymore. Apparently, we weren't... I don't want to get into it. I have my theories, but I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, the cafeteria, they used to serve hot meals at night. Not always great, but there was, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights sometimes. If you're lucky, 4 nights a week. Generally, 3 nights a week, there's something in there you could eat. And then they had shit like stuffed shells and stuff. Like, oh, God. That's an automatic no, but I'm getting off track. The cafeteria no longer serves hot meals at night. It's open and it's like a serve yourself type thing. They have like wrapped sandwiches and shit like that. Not good and very expensive. So that's not even an option anymore. So that's out. So they don't have anything in there for me. So now I'm in some kind of crisis mode where I have to figure out what I do. And generally, it's go out and get fast food. And that is starting to wear on me. There's this road. We're out in the middle of, you know, we're not surrounded by options. We're out in the middle of nowhere, sorta, kinda. And there's a road out behind where I work that has Subway, which... I don't know. Every once in a while, I crave Subway for some reason. But Subway is not... I've never heard anybody say, you know, I could really go for a good sandwich. Let's go to Subway. Because that's not what it is. They don't... Subway is its own thing. It's not a good sandwich. Subway is just Subway. And every once in a while, for whatever reason... You crave whatever that is that they serve you. You end up going back there. But you can't go there day after day. I mean, look what it did to that Jared. I don't think we can come. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. you can't go there every day. And it's not good. It's not really good, you know. And then there's McDonald's. And not only is it McDonald's, but it's the world's worst run McDonald's. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, I haven't done all the research. I haven't visited every McDonald's in the world. But I've visited many. And this one sucks. I mean, I don't know who's running that place. But I'm telling you, they're doing a bad job. There's always, like, so many people behind the counter... It's like radically overscheduled. I mean, what overstaffed? Why do you need that many people? And nobody's doing anything. It's a bunch of teenagers standing around talking. There's people waiting, stacked up, waiting on their shit salt laced meals, you know. And then there's a whole bunch of teenagers like behind the counter. Just talking to each other and flirting and talking and whatever. And there's no forward progress. It's very irritating. And the food is sometimes okay and sometimes not. I mean, it's very spotty. And, I mean, even for a McDonald's, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know what you're getting when you go to McDonald's. You know you're not getting Ruth's Chris, you know. But... There should be a consistency. I think that's what they pride themselves on. This place isn't very consistent. And the service is horrendous. I mean, it is. Every time I go in there, I'm like, I'm never coming back here again. This place sucks. Oh, my God. And but then I go back. What? I don't have any options. The other option, KFC. And I don't know what the story is. That place is seedy. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like it's in need of an overhaul. You know, they need to go in and freshen that place up. I'm talking about the building itself. It's got this, like, 1989 feel to it. It's just kind of beat up, you know. And the people that work there, it feels like every one of them has done time in prison. They're wearing some kind of ankle bracelet probably underneath their polyester chicken uniform, you know. I mean, I've never had any issue with them. They just seem like they're all rough, you know. And the food's, that's not good either. God, that chicken is so dried out. I mean, that stuff, it's like, you get that, you get those chicken, whatever you call them, chicken fingers or whatever. Those things are so hard. God, that place is bullshit. They do have good coleslaw, though. I'm a connoisseur of the coleslaw. They have good coleslaw. Their mashed potatoes are good. Their gravy, it's like a salt. It's just like liquefied salt, which is good. I mean, it tastes good, but then your blood pressure's spiking on the way back to work. All right, so I don't like going in there either. I mean, there's some people hanging out in there. Last time I was in there, just a few days ago, again, I had no options. And I reluctantly go, I'm like, oh, God. I just, like, sigh. I'm like, I guess I'll go to KFC. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go to that stupid Subway. It sucks. And the McDonald's, that's a demoralizing thing. I guess I'll go to KFC. And that's the way I approach it. So I go in there. There's, like, people in there with their heads down, like, sitting out in the dining room, you know, their heads down, sleeping. Like, who? What is going on? Why is this allowed? It's like borderline bums. I don't know if they're bums or not. They're sleeping inside the KFC, not eating anything. I mean, what is this, some kind of loitering? You know, people are allowed to loiter in there, this beat-up old KFC with a bunch of work release derelicts. Oh, God, dried-up chicken. Oh, so that place is shit, too. And then down the road, Burger King, they have the same problem. They have this little, I've mentioned this before. They went in there and they did freshen the place up, and they built this little section off to the left once you walk in the door. It's like a little coffee shop place. They wanted, I guess, you can go in there and create the illusion that you're sitting in a Starbucks or some hip coffee house or whatever. And there's people sleeping in there sometimes. It's like just some kind of like bum chamber. Like, what the? Why is this allowed? Who's running this show? The thing about Burger King is, that shit's good. Of those three, or of those four, if you count Subway, Burger King's the best, in my opinion. I mean, that's, every time I go there, I'm like, huh, that was pretty good, you know? And I go to KFC, I'm like, oh my God, why do I do this to myself? This place is bullshit. This food is terrible. And these people are, you know, probably stab me in the neck if I look at them the wrong way. And then I go to McDonald's, I'm like, oh my God, would you people, I feel like going behind the counter and just like taking charge. All right, you get over there, you do this, you do, you know, I feel like taking charge. Nobody's taking charge. And then that's just demoralizing as well. So, but every time I go to Burger King and I approach that in the same way, I'm like, oh God, guess I'll go to Burger King, you know, and I end up, it's pretty good. It's not bad at all. Yeah, it's a salt lick as well, but I don't know. It's better than that other garbage. So those are my options. I can go to Taco Bell, but that's a drive. That's farther. So you're adding minutes, a collection of minutes to your lunch, both in both directions. And then I went there the other night. I think I went there on Friday, as a matter of fact. And that guy gave me a senior discount again. Did I mention that? So this guy went in there. All right, so this guy screwed up my lunch one day a while back, and I was giving him shit about it. I mean, I wasn't yelling at him, but I let him know. I let him know my feelings. And he was like, I don't know. I terrified him. I wasn't yelling at the guy or anything. I'm calm, but I make my feelings known, right? So then the next time I went in there, the guy rang me up again, and he gave me a senior discount, which was offensive to me. Like, what do you think? I'm like 70 years old? I mean, I don't know. He's young. And I think anybody, when you're like 20, I don't know how old this guy is, and you see somebody that's anywhere above 35, you just lump everybody above 35 into the same category, you know? And so he gave me a senior discount. He was probably trying to win back my love because he remembered me, you know? He's like, I'm going to try to get it right this time, you know? So he made a comment about it because he screwed me up last time. So he remembered me, and I think it might have just been, you know, I'm going to give you a discount, you know, as a way of saying sorry. I think he didn't say that. But I was looking at the, because every time I buy something there, it's exactly, I always get the same thing. And when he rang it up the last time, it was less. So I snatched the receipt out of his hand. I was like, what the, you know, what's this, you know, senior discount. So, you know, he scampered away. So the other day, Friday, I went in there, and I ordered number 3, which is what I always get. He goes, you always order the exact same thing. I said, yeah, I figured out what I want, you know. And so then he rang it up, gave me the senior discount again. I said, what's the story with this senior discount? I said, do you perceive me as like some broken down old man? You know, like giving the guy shit again. The guy's like, oh, no, I was trying to help you out. All right, I appreciate it, but the guy's completely terrified of me. He come over there, is your food okay? You know, guy's checking up on me like I'm in Chick-fil-A. All right, so that's not a good option either. I mean, the thing about Taco Bell, I like it, but it's not really a meal. It's more of a snack. It's something you eat between lunch and dinner. If you're still hours before dinner and you're starving, you know. That's good. That's a good option. And also, after you've been drinking, I mean, back when I was young, when we go out to the bars, afterwards, go to Taco Bell, ring the bell. As we call it. You want to ring the bell? Hell yeah, we do. So that's a good option. But anyway, for a meal, not so great. You'd have to spend $24 to fill up in that place. Or at least I would. Let's put it that way. So speaking of Chick-fil-A, I was foolhardy enough to try to visit the brand new standalone Chick-fil-A, which is called a Dwarf House down in Atlanta. I don't know if they still call them those, because they always had the Chick-fil-A inside the malls. That's where most of them were. But if they have one of these standalone, which are more popular now, there's a bunch of them now. If a standalone Chick-fil-A, just a building, you know, it's not attached, it's not a mall or anything. Those were referred to as dwarf houses. I don't know why. It feels like I used to know, but I can't remember. But anyway, they built this one in Canal City. Canal City's in West Virginia. I'm talking about Wilkes-Barre. That's where it was. It's right across the street from the Cracker Barrel, and brand new, just opened this week. So on Friday, I thought, well, maybe it's died down by now. I went over there, and it was complete. I mean, it was a chicken frenzy, you know. And so I pull in there, and it looks like the parking lot is, there's a shitload of people at the drive-thru, like this massive line snaking around. Now, I'm not interested in that. I'm not getting in that. It could take an hour to go through that thing. So, but I saw there was a whole bunch of, well, you know, it seemed like 50% of the parking spots on the parking lot itself was empty. I thought, well, that's a good option. Let's go inside. Doesn't look too bad on the inside. It looks like everybody's going through the drive-thru. So I pull up, and there's some kid out there wearing some kind of reflector vest, directing traffic. And so I pull up there, and I'm stopped because there's nowhere to go. There's a car in front of me. There's nowhere. I can't pull up. You know, I can't move. And these people are walking on foot down the sidewalk nearby. And the guy jumps in front of my car and goes, stop. And I give him the international sign for what the shit, you know? You know the international sign for what the shit? Two palms up, you know, to the sides, you know, about shoulder height to the, you know what I'm saying? So, so he was like freaking out because there's people walking. He thinks I guess he thinks everybody that's on foot is just automatically going to be run over. There's nowhere to go. Nobody can move. It's just absolute gridlock. Chicken gridlock. So I gave him the international sign, and then I pull up, and I finally inch up far enough that I can get into the parking lot, which is where I wanted to go. I turned into the parking lot, and the guy freaked out. He like jumped in front of my car, which is, you know, that's not a good idea. So I was moving at maybe like 1 mile an hour because it was crazy. And so I'm turning into the parking lot, and he's like, no, you know. And he's like standing, he jumps in front of me. He's up on his tiptoes, prancing around. The guy's like completely nervous. The whole thing's like doing a number on him emotionally. He jumps in front of my car and says, stop, you know. And I roll down my window. I said, what is your problem? So we start getting into it, you know, within seconds of me arriving. He goes, you can't go in that way. I said, that's the only way in. You have to get back in line. I said, I'm not going through that drive-through. He goes, well, you can't go in this way. I said, get out of my way. Move out. Step away, chicken boy. And I pulled in there, and I just turned around and left. I just turned around and came back the same way. And he goes, thank you, sir, as I drove by. I'm like, whatever. So then I had to go to Taco Bell. That's where it was. So Friday, I tried to go to Chick-fil-A. I went to Taco Bell. And it was not very, I mean, it was all right. It was fine. Got a senior discount, you know. So I got that going for me. 85 cents or whatever it was. But anyway, I'm having a crisis. I can't do this anymore. I go out on that stupid road where all that KFC is and all that garbage. And the road's all, thing's a mess. It's like something that, you know, take a wagon train down that shit. Things are destroyed. I mean, I don't even know, in America, how's that allowed to stand? That road is a disaster. It looks like they're doing something to it now, finally, but I mean, you can destroy your car out there for the privilege of going to that derelict KFC. God. So that's, you know, I'm like, last week I hit the wall. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I have to figure out something else to do. I can't continue. And some of my coworkers, they order out or order in, I guess, sometimes. But that's inconsistent, too. And it's like, sometimes it's very frustrating because, like, you guys going to order anything? Yeah, we probably will. And then nothing else is ever said about it. And then it's like 9 o'clock. I'm like, what the? It's about time for me to go home. And nobody can make a decision. So I have to look out for number one, you know? And then sometimes I order, like, the other day they ordered Texas Roadhouse. And it costs like $25. I didn't order it. I said, I can't order a filet for my work lunch. It costs like $25 each. So anyway, I have to look out for number one. Unfortunately, I wish I had other options. I wish the cafeteria was still open. And I wish we had other options other than that shit, that strip of shit salt and work release people. So anyway, I'm thinking over the weekend, I'm like, I'm going to have to start taking my lunch. This is something I don't like. I don't like doing this. I've attempted it in the past, and it lasts for like 3-4 days. And I'm like, I've had enough of this crap, you know. Because it takes a lot of prep. There's a lot of prep work in advance. You know, you have to do it in advance. Sunday, basically. So on Sunday, you have to set things up for the week. And I don't want to just use my shit. You know, I want to. If I'm going to do this, I want to go into it with a brand new, you know, lunch bag or whatever. I'm going to buy one of those off of the Amazon. And I'm going to get brand new ice packs. I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to go high end on this shit. And on Sundays, maybe starting next Sunday, should have done it this Sunday, but I didn't. Starting next Sunday, start prepping on Sunday. And I'm going to have it all in these containers. And I'm going to have maybe, I don't know, I'm going to shake it up. I can't eat the same thing. Even though I eat the same thing at Taco Bell every time, I don't eat Taco Bell every day. You know, the thing about that is, people that bring their stuff, I see them eating the same thing over and over and over again. I can't do that. I'd lose it. Lose my mind. I mean, I'd be like, oh, God, another day of these shitty white bread sandwiches, you know. So I'm gonna have to buy fancy breads, you know. I'm gonna have to have the boar's head meat, you know. It's gonna cost me a fortune. It's probably gonna cost me $100 a week to eat lunch at work. But anyway, I don't know. That might be an exaggeration, but you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna attempt it starting next week, Sunday. This coming Sunday. I guess I have another week. Although I'm taking Fridays off. Have all this PTO, paid time off, vacation time that I have to use by the end of the year. And December is pretty much taken by my boss and my counterpart. They've sucked up all of the December mostly, which is fine. I don't do anything. But so I got basically October and November to use up, you know, quite a few days because I can't carry it over. So basically I'm taking many Fridays off between now and December. So this week I'm off Friday, and I think the next 2 weeks I'm off on Friday. So that's pretty cool. But so this coming weekend, I'm gonna set it up, and I'm gonna order my lunch bag. Do a lot of research on this thing. I'll do a lot of bag research, and make sure I get the right one. And I'm gonna move into that. I'm gonna start taking my own lunch. And I'm going to do the prep on Sunday. Tony's already made it clear she ain't doing any of it. You know, I don't know. That's kind of hurtful. And that's on you. That's your deal. You know, I'm not cooking more. It's basically what she said. So, all right. But anyway, so Sundays, I'm going to do all that prep work, and I'm going to try to have it ready. And next week, starting next week, I'm going to take my lunch every day. Yep. That's the plan. What do you do for lunch? Do you have a mixed? I mean, when I was in Burbank, for instance, when I was working out in Burbank, I mean, it was surrounded by great restaurants, Chinese, Mexican, all anything you want. There's fast food if you want that. There was a Del Taco, which was trash, but it was cheap. Like if I had any money, which was when I lived out there, that was often, you could go to Del Taco and get those, I don't know, soft tacos. They were like something like 39 cents a piece, you know. Get a sack of those babies. One time I saw Red from that 70s show. Yeah, that 70s show. Red, the dad, sitting in there eating a burrito by himself. But around that area, there was tons of stuff to choose from. There's this place called Frontier Wok. Oh, my God, I loved it. It was fantastic. Toluca Gardens, Chinese place, and there's like all these Mexico. There's this place called Pass Avenue. They had like all these great Mexican restaurants on there, and you know, there's a Taco Bell like feet from, you know, it's just a short walk. There's this outdoor cafe, like a sandwich shop. There's some guy sitting out there playing a acoustic guitar. Usually, it was awesome. So, you know, when you have all those options. Also, we had the Warner Brothers. Oh, listen to this shit. We had the Warner Brothers commissary, Warner Brothers Studios, right across the street. Just walk over there, go to the commissary, and sit and have lunch with movie stars. Well, actually, didn't see too many movie stars. But, you know, the whole, well, while I was there, I saw Drew Carey. I saw... I don't know. I saw a bunch of people from Friends, most of the Friends people. I don't know. I saw a few people, but I think they had their own private dining room. Out in the main dining room, it was basically, you know, crew members and stuff. But that was fun, you know. Could go over there and have lunch. So I got nothing like that. I just got this shitty wagon train road with the shit, piece of shit fast food, like low-rung fast food, you know. So I got nothing like that. So I'm having a crisis. So I got to do something. So this week, that's the plan. I got a week to get my bag. I got to do all the research, get my bag, the perfect bag, and the ice packs. And I might have to buy, I don't know, I'm going to have to buy some little containers maybe. I might start fresh with those too. We have a bunch of them, but I want to start fresh. If I'm going to do this project, I want to do it right. So, all right, I'll bring you up to date on that. I mean, I'm sure you guys are sitting on the edge of your seat. What do you do for lunch? Do you have a situation where you can, you just have all kinds of stuff that you can choose from and people order in, you know, all that stuff? Ugh. I'm jealous if you do. I got nothing, man. Terrible. All right, enough of that. We're near the end, but I have two, I promised, I have two voicemails I want to share with you. And the first one is from Clinton. And he's taken me to task but for the way I say Taco Bell. I don't know. Am I saying it wrong? I don't know. Here's his comment. Check it out.
Hi, Jeff. This is Clinton, a.k.a. Less Junk Food. Hey, I just was listening to your podcast, and I got a question. I'm going to look past your terrible slander of Chicago-style pizza, but I got a question about your pronunciation of, as you call it, Taco Bell, with the emphasis on taco, which seems wrong to me. Should be on the bell. Should be Taco Bell, like Taco Jones and, you know, Taco Leroy's or whoever. Anyway, I don't know if that's something from the vernacular of the West Virginia, California, Pennsylvania tri-state area or what, but here in Indiana, crossroads of America, we say Taco Bell, and we're proud of it. So anyway, love the show. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Taco Bell? Is it Taco Bell? Taco Bell. Do I say it wrong? I don't know. I hear people put the emphasis. Oh, I hear people put emphasis on the wrong word sometimes, and it drives me crazy. So I understand what you're saying, but I don't know. I'm going to be self-conscious about that from now on. Thank you for planting more neuroses in my already neuroses-laden brain, Clinton. Appreciate that. So I don't know. I'll work on it. I never thought of it, but now I will forever. Thank you very much. This next one, this one's, I don't know what to say about this. It's a message from, let's see what he says, Larry the Fresh Egg Man out at the Southside Farmers Market. Leaving me a message about, well, you can hear it right here. Listen to this.
Mr. Kelly. This is Larry, your Fresh Eggs Man at the Southside Farmers Market. I'm just letting you know that the chickens have stepped up their egg production since Wallace Stadium. You told me that you wanted to know the best time for the freshest eggs, and now is the best time. As a matter of fact, I'm starting to get overwhelmed with fresh eggs. My chickens are laying eggs like boy bands laying teenage girls. You see, chickens increase their egg production during the colder months. Chickens don't fly south for the winter because they don't fly. If you take chickens forever to walk south and then back up north again, think of all the roads they would be crossing. Lots of those chickens wouldn't make it back. I'd like to think that God has a plan for all his special chickens. And it's a good thing chickens don't walk south for the winter, because I don't think they could make it over Trump's wall. It's not like they would give chickens passports or something. Anyways, Mr. K, come see me. I'm Larry the Fresh Eggs Man at the Southside Farmers Market. I'm there every Saturday with lots and lots of eggs. The finest of the fine, the whitest of the white. They're good for poaching, frying, scrambling, or anything you can conceive, Mr. K. I'll be seeing you.
Okay, there you go. Apparently right now's the time. They got all kinds of eggs. They're laying, what do you say, laying eggs like boy band laying teenagers. What? All right. Well, that's interesting. I appreciate the information, Larry, the fresh egg man. I'll visit you out at the Southside Farmers Market, take a few of those eggs off your hands. And it sounded like those chickens in the background they're all in a frenzy too. So yeah, sounds like you got a problem. You got your hands full out there. But, anyway, thanks for the notification. I appreciate that. I will be visiting you soon. And we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys want to call, leave a message, like Clinton and Larry the Fresh Egg Man, I'd love it. I urge you to do so. The number is 570-290-8151. Give us a call, and I'll almost certainly use it in a future episode. Thank you guys for doing that. It's great. Again, it's 570-290-8151. Also, if you want to hear two of these episodes a week, and I can't even imagine a world in which you would not. It's easy to do. Go over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. They call it a patronage. I prefer donation, but I don't run it. I don't run Patreon. Anyway, if you do sign up for a $4, if you pledge $4 a month to support my efforts, which I certainly appreciate, I say thank you by providing an extra episode for patrons only every week. And it's a Thursday show, that's what we call it. Doesn't always come out on Thursday, but it's there every week. A free, well, not free, you know what I'm saying, a bonus episode, that's better. A bonus episode for patrons only. $4 will do it. You can go higher if you want. That's up to you. But all the support is greatly appreciated. And now that I got shit canned by the Amazon affiliate program after 15, 17, 18 years, you know, Patreon is a big deal. So if you're interested in supporting my efforts that way and hearing a second full-length episode every week, do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. I hope you guys have a great week. It's a 4-day week for me, and it won't seem short. Short weeks are a sucker's bet because they seem like they go on forever. But you do get the long weekend, and those are quality. So I'll see you guys on Thursday-ish. Hopefully, I'm gonna try to do it on Thursday, so I'm going to try to get back on schedule. So until then, you guys have yourselves a great one. I'll see you. Bye. They're wearing some kind of ankle bracelet probably underneath their polyester chicken uniform.